Day 1, November 30th. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 24 and was written by the Reverend Dr. Ruth L. Bowling, Class of 2024. I've been to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade twice. The first time, all I had to do was pack snacks and water. Our son Daniel was little enough to ride on his father's shoulders, where he had an excellent view of the balloons above and the floats and marching bands below. The second time was more challenging. Out-of-town guests were visiting. Daniel was older. The days of me hoisting him onto my shoulders were long gone, and my husband had to work. I worried Daniel wouldn't be able to see, and would therefore be miserable. Determined, I packed snacks, water, and at the last minute, I did one of the dorkiest mom things you can imagine. I grabbed the aluminum stepladder from our kitchen and carried it with us, down the sidewalk, right onto the subway. In Midtown, as the crowds pressed in, I set up the ladder as a perch for Daniel, and a good time was had by all. Psalm 24 evokes the moment of readiness before a parade. Lining the streets are the pure in heart who have been preparing for the occasion by devoting themselves to holy, ethical living. The very gates and doors of the city seem poised, like the worshippers themselves, for what scholars surmise to have been a liturgical procession displaying the Ark of the Covenant. All are summoned to lift up their heads in attention and reverence. The season of Advent is here. God will come to us anew as we retell the story of God coming to us of old. We'll miss out if we don't gear up, as it were, if we don't do the work we need to do to position ourselves to be in a good place, metaphorically speaking, to take it all in. Today's prayer. Holy God, I am afraid I will miss seeing you during the crowded, noisy, demanding season of Advent. Give me a pure heart and a sincere desire to recognize you when you show your face in any guise. Fuel my determination. Give me hope. I want to see you. Amen.